Nearly 200 people will lose their jobs at a factory in northern Iowa that announced plans to close next year. The Mason City Globe reports that Eaton Corporation announced yesterday it would close its engine valve manufacturing factory by the end of 2020. The decision would put 184 employees out of work. The company says it would shift manufacturing from Belmont to other states. It also has a plant in Shenandoah, as well as three plants each in Nebraska and Minnesota. The mayor of the city of 2,300 people says officials will meet with the company and try to change their plans to close the plant. Time's running out for Nebraska and Iowa homeowners, renters, and business owners to apply for federal help to recover from this spring's flooding. The Omaha World Herald reports that Wednesday is the Nebraska deadline for individual assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Iowa deadline is July 1st. FEMA aid can cover home repairs and renovations, rental assistance, the replacement of ruined belongings, and other disaster-related costs not covered by insurance. The grants don't have to be repaid. Nebraska state government collected more tax revenue than expected in May. The Department of Revenue reported today the state received a net $439 million, which is 11.3% above the official certified forecast of $395 million. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.